Hello and welcome to my Tuesday training call. I'm Ted Keyes, your host and top freight sales training expert here in Southern California. And if you want to multiply your income, guys, for more time, money, and freedom, then get my Freight Sales Success System for freight brokers, agents, forwarders, importers, and exporters. Just go to tedkeysonline.com to get started today. Today's training topic is how you follow up with freight prospects. Great topic for today, how you follow up with freight prospects. If there's one skill that is required in this profession, it's understanding and following up with freight prospects. So for those of you that are on my Gmail contact list that have received my invite today, just scroll down to the bottom. We're going to go over that attachment that I provided and how to follow up with freight prospects. And this is something that must be done. If you do not follow up with freight prospects, you will not be successful. It's that simple. You see, what happens is we make a call, and the shipping decision maker on the other end has never heard your voice before, but he's gone through the process. He's gotten calls from oodles of freight agents just like you. But you're a different voice. I mean, he may like your voice, or hey, he may slam the phone down. Either way, you're somebody new. But what typically happens is he shows interest right away, but then you never hear from him. And why should you hear from him? Because you're the one that has to pursue him. You're the one that has to build the relationship. You see, follow-up calls, they can be more challenging than your first calls, and few freight sales agents even want to do that call. And those are the freight sales agents that will never make it in this profession. The follow-up call is even more challenging than contacting someone who you don't even know, okay? Because again, that first call, you're starting that relationship, but it's the follow-up call where the relationship solidifies. It's the follow-up call that grabs a freight, that gets a freight sales cycle going, and things will happen. They're going to happen along the way as to why your prospect will lose interest in you as well. And that's the reason for the follow-up. The follow-up has to occur because your shipping decision maker has absolutely, he has nothing to lose by, you know, getting in contact with you again. Why? Because there is such a supply of freight sales agents out there, okay? So that first call, hey, he's interested. Yeah, I look for trucks. Yeah, here's my email address. But why do you never hear from him again? Just because he doesn't have to contact you typically. Now, he will further down the line, because something is going to happen that's going to force him to contact you because everybody else has let him down. That's when he actually utilizes your service. So from the beginning, okay, just to give you some statistics, from the beginning, 73% of freight sales prospects just aren't ready for your freight service. That's why you don't hear from them, okay? Only one or two in like 100, they're going to say, yeah, I've got this load moving, give me a rate on it. But clearly, 70% that you call, and that's a high number, 73% that you call just don't require your freight service. And from that 73%, 50% just aren't ready to buy or purchase, okay? They're just not ready. On the flip side, 65% of freight sales agents don't even nurture their leads. They'll make that first call, okay? But they won't even call again. I mean, most freight sales agents, these are unsuccessful agents, okay? In whatever, you know, freight profession there is, they're going to make one, two, three calls, and that's it. And what you have to do is you have to nurture your leads. You have to nurture your prospects. 35% of freight sales agents that do nurture their leads, follow-up can be more challenging than a cold call. So the main reason, okay, the main reason that most decision makers don't expect your follow-up, okay, now, As I keep repeating, guys, this is why your prospects don't have to get in contact with you, just because, as I said, 73% of them just aren't ready. That's why you always have to keep this main statistic in your mind. You've got to keep it firmly entrenched in your mind, and that is 80% of your sales. 80%, the number is that high. They're going to come between your fifth and your 12th contact. Now, what did I just say? 75 to 80% of agents, or 65%, they're going to give up after the first. They're going to give up between the first and the third call. When in reality, 80% of your sales will come between your fifth and your 12th call. That's how important follow-up is. And after a while, it becomes part of a system. Okay, it becomes part of your sales system. You know that you've called this guy four times. You know that the statistic tells you that, hey, I've got to make that fifth, sixth, seventh call, and by then it's very possible that he's ready for my service. So your freight prospect, okay, initially he showed interest when you first called, and now they aren't. Again, that just goes back to what I was just talking about early. So how do you get them reinterested? Well, you get them reinterested by continuing to make contact. You've got to always build your credibility first. That's why they're going to come back to you. And one reason how you show credibility is that you remain consistent. You remain persevering. You show them that you've got what it takes to keep getting on the phone and calling them, making contact with them, asking questions, not just saying, hey, anything going on? I'm just following up. No, you're calling to say, what difficult freight is moving this week? Prove your commitment to your freight service. Ensure you remain at the forefront of your prospect's perception by using these three main forms of follow-up. And that's what I'm going to go over today. They're real simple. They're real easy. All you have to do is utilize them. Some, or I should say all of them, all three, they have their pluses and minuses. The main thing is which one will you use? Which one will you use continually? And which one will you just continue? Bear with me, folks. Which one will you continue to use? Okay, that's what it comes down to. First form of follow-up is a text. Okay, the text, it's the number one preferred way to follow up. It's preferred because it's fast and easy. It only works, though, if you actually have your prospect's cell number. If you're going to have one main contact, then the cell number or the cell phone is it. It's not their home phone. It's not their email. It's their main number, okay? And make it a priority to get their cell number as you're, during your follow-up calls with your prospects. Downside of a text, well, to make it real personal, guys, you have to put in their first name. All right, you can't just send out these group texts to your prospects. You've got to make it personal, and by doing that, that's going to take time because you got to type in their first name. You got to type in the message. You got to type in your call to action. That's the downside of using a text. However, it is more personal. Think about it. When you have a cell phone and somebody texts you, how often will you read that text? You're going to read that text every single time you get a text. That's how valuable the cell phone is. However, as I said, on the flip side, you've got to type in the message that you're sending to your prospects. And there's infinite ways to follow up, but that's the main way to follow up, by typing in a personal message to your prospects. Your primary focus should be a text. However, hey, throw in a picture of the trucks that you have, if you have them. Throw in a picture of yourself. Throw in a picture of yourself doing something, being on the phone. It doesn't matter, but remember, make it about your prospects. So the first way to follow up is through texting. Second way to follow up is through emails. Now, to me, emails is the easiest way. However, it's the most impersonal way to follow up. It's the most effective way to follow up, but it's still it's the most ineffective way to follow up. Let me correct my. It's the most ineffective way to follow up, but it's still necessary. Why is it necessary? Because later on, that's your main form of communication. So you've got to mix in the emailing as you're following up with your prospects. It's a lazy way to follow up because everyone has an email address. I'll say this again. Your emailing is as I just said, it's the lazy way to follow up. It's the least effective way to follow up. You know, if your email didn't get to your freight prospects, there's a high probability that you didn't send it. If you send an email and it goes to spam, think about it. Nothing happened. So really, you're not in control of the email. You know, did it go through? Did it not go through? A lot of times you don't even know. That's why it's so ineffective. Now, if you're sending quotes back and forth, hey, your prospect may say, I didn't get your quote, and you may say, check your spam. See, that's how ineffective it is. I mean, a lot of times I'll send an email out. I'll send out my standard email for my training, and people say, hey, didn't get it. I'll send out a RateCon. And, you know, drivers, carriers will say, didn't get your rate con. That's how ineffective email is, okay? Emails, they're forgotten very quickly, and they get lost very easily. With emails, you've got to embed a call to action and your phone number, all right, when you send out an email. The number should be your cell phone. Always remember, it should be your cell phone and not your office number. Why? Because when they call you, you're going to answer the phone right away. Again, it's weak and lazy, but you've got to use it for your communication later. My main point here is don't get habitual with email. It's the least effective way to communicate initially. However, it's the most effective way after you've built that relationship and now you're actually doing business with your prospect. Third way to follow up is by a phone call, simple phone call. And to me, this is the most effective way to follow up. Not only that, it's the most effective way initially, okay? If you're getting your 20 prospects for me, you better have contacted or called or spoken to every single one of those contacts. Because if you haven't, what else do you have? You've got email. Email's the most ineffective. Making a phone call is the most effective. So in order for me, it's the phone call. Next is texting. Third is email. Just so you know, guys, I go through the same doubts that you do when I'm making, you know, a cold call or a follow-up call. I think, am I being too persistent? Are they going to answer the phone? Will they, you know, tell me to stop calling them? Are they going to deny me? But at least I know I'm talking to somebody, and that's the most important part of this all. You're making contact with somebody. If you're not making contact, you're not making any forward progression. If I talk to enough freight prospects, I know that eventually I'll move their freight. Going back to that main statistic, 80% of your sales are going to come between your fifth and your 12th contact. A phone call always trumps an email, and it trumps it by far. Just talking to somebody on the phone is so much more effective than sending out a simple email that could go to spam or somebody could just delete because, hey, you know, you may have called them the last week. They still don't see who you are. Delete, delete, delete. What do you call? Well, you're going to call their cell first. You're going to call their office phone. And then, hey, if you got their home phone, call there. Who do you call? You're going to call prospects that look for vehicles to move their freight. So in order, phone call is first, texting is second, email is third. Either way, when you make contact initially, you're asking them for the difficult or challenging freight that they're moving because eventually when your prospects use you, that's what they're going to ask you to move anyway. Don't think that because you got through, they're going to give you this premium freight that they have. The main reason why, 90-95% of the reason why we move somebody's freight is because they're in a bind, everyone has left them, you're the last one to perform. So get used to that. here's my main point of all this, guys. Get on the phone, send emails, and send texts daily. Whatever it is you do, just do it. It's an attack, it's an attack that's the main, it's an attack that's your main building blocks to follow up. Don't just use one or two of the methods, use all three to multiply your efforts. Why? Because your money is always in the follow-up. Believe it or not, your first call, that's the easy call. It's the continued follow-up calls that you make. It could be several times a week, it could be weekly, but it's the follow-up calls that you make, those are the most effective in building your relationships with your freight prospects and your soon-to-be freight customers. Great topic today, how you follow up with your freight prospects. In closing today, guys, I thank you for getting on the call today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll see you all again next week on my Tuesday conference call. Again, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks for getting on the call. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all again next week on my Tuesday conference call. Take care. God bless. And goodbye.